Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, For What Purpose Were We Saved? As Christians, we have been taught that Jesus came to save us from our sins. 1 Timothy 1:15 states the following, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. John 3:17 gives us this assurance, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. We stand in awe with the reality that we have been saved from our sins. Now we must ask ourselves the life-altering question, What have I been saved for? The answer to this spiritually profound question is laid out for us in Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14. Before we jump headlong into what Paul tells us, allow me to relate an observation from my 40 years in life insurance and estate planning. During my career, I observed many families who successfully passed wealth and values down from one generation to the next. Sadly, I also watched as some second generations squandered the values and wealth they inherited. Some put forth little or no work effort, but instead chose to simply consume the wealth of their parents. Have you ever known anyone like that? We must all be on guard because we don't want to squander our spiritual inheritance. Our inheritance is the relationship we have been given as adopted children of God. In Galatians 3, verse 26, Paul says, For through faith you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. No inheritance is greater than this. We have been granted the right to be sons and daughters of God along with our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, you and I have become co-heirs of God's kingdom. Jesus taught us to call God our Father. In addition to becoming children of God, we have also inherited a message of love and forgiveness. Jesus came into the world and brought us a message of love. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. We find that in John 15, verse 12. With this knowledge as our underpinning, let's dig further into Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. Verses 3 to 6 tell us that every spiritual blessing we have is a gift from God given to us through Jesus Christ. It tells us that God chose us from the foundation of the world and destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus. It goes on to reveal something very important and often overlooked. Here we discover that these blessings and the graces they imparted to us were granted to us so that in turn we could give praise and glory to God. Verses 7 to 10 disclose to us that God lavished his grace on us and offered us redemption and forgiveness of our sins through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. This is an extraordinary revelation. It continues by telling us that God has made known to us the mystery of his will, and that in the fullness of time, his plan will come to fulfillment both on heaven and on earth through Jesus. It is in verses 11 to 14 we find the answer we seek. Here we find that we have already been given the first part of our inheritance. We are told that the Holy Spirit is the first installment of our inheritance towards redemption. Did you know that you have already received some of your inheritance? Paul then makes it clear that we have been chosen and destined according to God's will. And finally, it is here that we discover that God's will is for us to exist for the praise of his glory. This is the answer to the profound question, What have I been saved for? So now I ask you, are you living according to God's will for your life? We must all ask ourselves some very important questions. Does the current path of our life depict to others that we exist solely for the praise and glory of God?
Do they see the truth of God in us? Are we sharing His love with others as we have been commanded to? We have received an abundant inheritance. We are called to share it with everyone to the ends of the earth. We are called to love as He loved us. How are we doing with our inheritance? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the gift of mercy and forgiveness. Thank you for adopting me as your child. In thanksgiving for these precious gifts, help me to live my life in a way that always brings praise and glory to your name. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.